working in a coal mine, going down, down. I'm working in a coal mine, hope I'm about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down. I'm working in a coal mine, hope I'm about to step down. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm up before the sun. When my work day is over, I'm too tired for having fun. I've been working in a coal mine, going down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Lord, I am so tired. How long can this go on? I've been working in a coal mine, going down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm up before the sun. When my work day is over, I'm too tired for having fun. I've been working in a coal mine, going down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down.
Don't be slipping in a coal mine when you walk, cause if you work, you're gonna have to talk. Talk on the radio. The saints come marching in. We have a saint, a real life saint, and he's from New Orleans, but he's not from New Orleans. It's a Saint Byron Warner. He's on a radio station from Cleveland. Well, he's not from Cleveland. Where are you calling from, Saint?
Hello, this Byron Warner calling from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Saint Byron Warner calling from Little Rock.
Yeah, I've been involved in the Church of the Subgenius since 1981, and one of the reasons I'm in Little Rock is because of Pope Sterno Kekhaver, who is a longtime friend, and at first I thought he was clinically insane, so... be careful the one you unlock with the Church of the Subgenius. You know, what you think is crazy may be perfectly normal.
Now, this one goes out to the ones you love, I guess. And we're talking to Saint Byron Warner from his home in Bangin' in Little Rock. I just wanted to know about the certain energy dome exhibit that's going to be happening and your involvement and involvements with other things and those kind of involvements. And then we'll branch off to others' involvements with the Saint Byron Warner and that kind of stuff. So let's just talk about all this stuff very, very slowly, but kind of fast. Slow, but kind of fast, because we got a 4-minute limit.
Slow, but kind of fast. Okay. Yeah. The Diva Dome exhibit, I was happy to take part in, and it's a dream job.
Hey, up there, Saint. Come on, let's march backwards, Saint, marching home. Let's talk about the Diva Dome exhibit. Let's give me a quick synopsis, about 35 seconds, about 30 seconds.
I thought I was doing that.
My fault, Saint.
The Diva Dome exhibit is a thing to help Saint Mary Magdalene and her problems at the divorce proceedings and the child custody battles back and forth and accusations of being involved in a devil cult because she was involved with the Church of the Subgenius, which is anything but a devil cult. I've been involved for over 20 years, and I in no way feel like I'm worshiping Satan.
It's more like a Jesus, Buddha, a little bit of mixture of Scientology. I'm mixed up.
I'd say it's more a collection of oddball wise guys who don't usually join things, but are involved in actively investigating odd things, both present and past, here and there, and just, you know, the looking for the unusual in life, trying to find slack in life. Slack is our sacrament. It's the one thing that loosens up the ropes of life and gives you that little pause that makes it all bearable in the long run, because slack is the one thing that the conspiracy is trying to take away from you and sell back to you in bogus forms like light beer and I don't know, cigarettes. I haven't had my TV hooked up in a number of years, so I really can't tell you how low they've sunk. But
you're missing a whole lot.
Maybe so. But Anyway,
So your God is not on the cross, but your God is smoking a pipe. Is that the thing?
Bob is not our God in any sense.
My God.
Oh, no.
I'm getting it mixed up here.
I called in to talk about the art exhibit and the CD, actually.
Yes, we have a Devo tribute CD, which you are helping to be involved with that.
Yes, that's not necessarily beautiful, but mutated. We'll go on sale the day after.
Now, I know there's...
at the devotional.
Saint Byron Warner, I know there's different volumes of that, right? I don't know what volume number you're on now, but it must be about 6, 7, 8? I don't...
This is number 7. I heard a test pressing for the first time this evening. It's fantastic. It's the best one. It's got international cooperation, and to talk further about it. Well, see, I am on the CD with my buddy Donovan Suit in our performing group called Rural War Room, and we're on there. They've got 2 songs, and I'd like to turn it over to him to explain further about what our contribution is all about there.
Let's explain away.
Here he comes.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Hello.
Hey, you in Arkansas too?
Yeah, I'm in Arkansas too. This is Donovan Suit. What's your name again?
Oh, my name is Big Time Drycore Radio Program. But have you ever seen Clinton down there? Because he's from Arkansas. Have you ever seen...
Absolutely. Yeah, he's everywhere.
You ever been to Hope?
Back up from time to time. Hope. Now, he was born in Hope, but he's really a Little Rock guy, if you were to get right down to it.
Yeah, you ever see that documentary on HBO called Bangin' Little Rock about the Crips and the Bloods down in Little Rock?
That has defined the reputation... That film you're talking about has defined the reputation of Little Rock for... 20 years now, almost. Little Rock does have its share of bang problems, but you know it's a lot better over the years, and it's not something that we really see a whole lot of in downtown Little Rock. It's pretty much on the outskirts. It has nothing to do really with what we're talking about tonight.
You're going to see how I'm going to tie this together. Have you ever thought of approaching some of these gangsters in an outreach fashion and trying to get them involved with some of these Devo tribute records?
A lot of these people don't know who Devo is, because Devo hasn't really played in the South. You know, if you do your research, you'll find out that, Southern America is not really a target audience of Devo. Devo is pretty much realized that, you know, next Friday, I believe, they're going to, Polysix is going to open for them in Tokyo. So, that's sort of like they're more shooting for an international audience at this point. And if we could get Devo to come here, you know, Martin Mothersbaugh and Byron Werner have been friends for a number of years. So, you know, it'd be nice. It was 25 years at least, right? So it'd be nice to try to get them to come here. But unfortunately, I think record sales might have a lot to do with that. And, you know, Devo doesn't sell very many records in the South, I would think.
There's some great thinking artists from the South, like Michael Stipe and R.E.M. You know, I'm sure those guys are huge, huge Devo
fans. I totally understand. I'm just saying, you know, I've been dying for Devo to show up in Little Rock for a while. You know, we got Prince. We got a few bigger artists that, you know, there's a market for them. I could sit around and pray for years that Devo would come to Little Rock. I don't know. We did actually get dragged down to Dallas to meet with Mark, because he became so obsessed with one of the acts on our label. Rural War Room is also a record label. I'm not sure if you're aware. Johnny Future is an artist that Mark became a little obsessed with a year and a half, a couple of years ago, maybe, and dragged us down there to talk with him.
Wow.
Johnny Future is an artist you should check out. His most prominent internet presence right now is myspace.com/future7, the number not spelled out. Johnnyfuture.net is also another place you can find Johnny Future.
If Devo ever toured the South, it might wind up like the Sex Pistols tour in the late 70s of the South, with Johnny Rotten and them getting into fights with cowboys down there.
Well, then what more could you ask for? You know, I think Devo is pretty Southern obsessed. I mean, Johnny Be Good, you know, a Nazi cowboy imagery. Mark is, I think that's one thing that attracted Mark to Johnny Future, is the fact that he wears a cowboy hat studded with rhinestones that's twice as big as his actual head. I think that might be one thing that kind of attracts. But, you know, the bottom line here is, you know, sort of the charity. I mean, Byron and Sister Susie the Floozy and, oh, goodness.
Oh, well, I got Susie the Floozy on the radio right now. You spoke, and here she is, Susie the Floozy.
Oh, hey.
No, is Susie right there on the phone? You're kidding me.
No, she just called up immediately.
There's a misconception. I'm Reverend Susie the Floozy.
Oh, people naturally, I'm so sorry, Reverend Susie the Floozy.
No, people naturally gravitate toward the sister because I'm predominantly female, but
holy Bob.
I take the Reverend aspect seriously.
Reverend Susie, I feel so, I'm a little on. I'm so in debt to you. Your writings in the Little Rock Free Press are just treasures. I mean, people love them here. People are always talking about them in public places.
Put them in his place, Susie.
I'm so honored to finally talk to you. Byron gave me your number a while ago, and I've been slacking off so hard. Thank you for the
slacking off.
The leopard skin Santa hat is just divine that you gave to me. I love it.
I thought it was so delightfully cheesy.
Love it. It's on my lamp, who I call Volvatiqua, who is a long neck. Yeah, right.
Okay, what Saint Mourner is doing is called narrow casting. It's
hold on, Susie. You have
Susie. Let's talk about the. Let's talk about what's going on here, Susie, because this Saint guy is going off on tangents that I don't even know where to lead at. You know.
Hello.
Well, I've been writing a column for the Little Rock Free Press for over 3 years now, called Insolent Bystander, which is what Donovan was referring to, but
and a fine column it is indeed.
I write in an absolute vacuum. I get no feedback from it, except I did a piece on Pastor Arnold Murray, who's one of my favorite crackpot UHF preachers to listen to, because it must be like a really cheap show to buy like big 6-hour blocks of, and it's the sort of thing I'm a little insomniac, and I just sit there with this guy raving, and I've learned all of these weird psychological quirks. I can tell like when he's really going to say something that he shouldn't. He'll start doing this little dry washing, frittering motion with his fingers, and he's a guilty pleasure. So I did a column on him. And I was expecting a little feedback because he's an Arkansas boy, and I actually got hate mail from Christians. I can't wait to see it. Arkansas Christian hate mail, which is
congratulations.
A genre. It's like I have arrived.
I hope that you don't get your feelings hurt, Reverend, from the hate mail. You got to have a thick skin to deal with that kind of. You know, when you're a big time writer and you upset people, you got to deal with the consequences. And sometimes those mails can hurt like darts through the heart. Those little letters, you know.
From their standpoint. I'll consider the source. I'm already laughing at them, and I haven't seen them yet.
Well, God bless America. So let's talk about, you have a radio show in Atlanta, Georgia, a Subgenius show, I think.
I've been doing that every other week since 1994, which is, it's like, you know, the reason bumblebees fly, you know, they shouldn't be able to, and I shouldn't be able to have pulled off a show for this long.
Well, you've been on air longer than me, so I congratulate you.
I tend to disappear up my own patoot these days doing these in possibly intricate sound edits. It's insidious. I can make people say things they never did.
Yeah, we never talked about the art show.
Oh, yes, the art show.
I hear those guys talking in the background.
I do a whole lot of crap, but right now the art's important.
Let's talk about what is the full name of that? It's the Energy Dome. I forgot the
Jocko Domo.
Jocko Domo Energy Dome artwork for a benefit. Mm-hmm. Of the
to benefit Reverend I can't, now I'm getting up, Reverend Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene.
Who has lost her child in a custody suit and has been walloped with just incredible legal bills trying to keep her own kid because she's a subgenius. And that's supposed to be something bad. So
to help her out, there are going to be a lot of guest artists who did their own interpretations of beautification of some energy domes, which will be on display for a limited time only in the Cleveland area.
Yes.
And for sale.
There is a website that has some pictures of some of them right now.
Well, let us know, Reverend. What is that website?
That would be devodude.com.
Devodude.
devodude.com. Jocko Domo is the thing to click on devodude.com. And they've got a whole run of hats, including St. Byron.
Oh, what
did
Byron's
hat?
Can we get a little sneak preview of what St. Byron had put on his energy dome, or are they going to have to go down and to find out?
Well, sure.
What did you put on there? How did you do it up there, Saint?
Well, what I usually do is spiral mandalas made out of gift wrap that's been hole punched, and so I kind of adapted that for the 3D challenges of the Devo Dome. I painted it black first and used three different colors of red. Some of them are reflective, so it looks better in person than it does in photos. And it's all spiraling around that central apex there. And
he gave his a big swirling.
Hell, I like swirling stuff. You know, I've been inspired by op art of the early 70s. That's optical illusion art, pop art. And the psychedelic dance posters of the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to be a psychedelic artist, and by golly, I guess it worked.
You are a singular psychedelic artist, Byron.
Sometimes dreams come true.
I've ever seen.
Southern dreams come true.
Singular again.
Free birds are flying.
Mm. Yeah, baby.
Byron's not a Southern boy, are you, Byron?
No, ma'am. I was born in Maryland, actually.
So how long is it going to take you to develop an accent?
I'm hoping it'll happen, but I'm the last person to be able to tell you when it has happened.
Well, get that drawl down. You got to make it authentic.
I'm already trying to talk slower. They told me I was talking too fast. So.
Maybe hang out at one of these barbecue places they got in the South.
Oh,
there.
Man, barbecue. I got it covered. Got it covered.
Oh,
anyway,
boy. We got to wrap this up, sir, with Saint and Reverend, because we got some more people on the phone.
I want to talk about my dome.
Let's talk about the Reverend's dome.
I did a dome. I was trying to think, you know, what would be uniquely Devo, and I realized, you know, spuds are a big thing with them, and I thought it would be brilliant to be able to pull off a potato clock in dome form. And that's what I've done. But unfortunately, no matter how I persevered, I couldn't actually make a potato clock because I couldn't find the right kind of digital clock. So it is battery-powered, but it's gimmicked up to look like a potato clock. But considering I called the hat clock teaser, it fits with the theme. So, and that's my sad story.
Well, it's not so sad. It sounds pretty interesting to check this out. I don't think you'd get it in the airport, much luck, wearing that thing. If you're going overseas,
no.
You might think it's
I was really concerned with sending it, because all the wires and alligator clips and things, and you know, it wouldn't matter that I had a couple of fresh Yukon Golds packed away in there. But, yeah.
Hey, we have a caller here. You're on the air with the Reverend Susie the Floozy out of Atlanta and Saint Warner Byron out of Little Rock, Arkansas, by where in Maryland.
Byron Warner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, how are you this evening?
We have a female reverend here, RC.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Actually, I'm really not sure what I am. I haven't found my own kind yet.
Now,
I'll help you find it.
Hey, really, sweetheart?
Let's try over here where the light's better.
Why haven't you found your own? Why haven't you found your own kind yet, honey? What's wrong with you? I mean, there's millions of people in the world. I mean, why can't you connect with anybody personally?
Because I guess I'm that singular. Damn it. It's
there's
a problem.
There's
that
everybody
have to
says
deal
there's
with.
Always a twin in the world. You know what I'm saying? There's other RCs in the world. So, what's your issue, sweetheart? And
I just
you like
want to talk about the dome. I don't want to do any deep self analysis.
Why not, sweetheart? Because, come on, you're sharing your stuff with us, and we care about you, and I think it's time you talk to RC about your deep personal problems.
Say what?
Hey, Susie, do you want to give out, can they listen online to your radio show? Does it broadcast over the internet?
Yeah, in fact, it does.
Why don't you give it out the...
WREK.org.
And what time do you air?
Look up Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. Technically, we're on at 1 a.m. Sunday nights. You have to find the grid for that. I'm like the last person to be online. I'm still not online, and I like that. Being online is like having an open window for everyone to throw their garbage through.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. Guys, we gotta wrap up this segment right now. So I'm gonna play something off the NNBBM Volume 4. Which was put out for the 2003 devotional, I believe. Is that right, Luther? I mean, Saint Warner? My fault.
I couldn't actually tell you. I've only been involved somewhat recently with the
That sounds right.
NFBBM.
Those boys are incredibly devoted.
Well, I'm going to let you guys give your contacts one more time if people want to reach you, and then I'm going to go into the first track off this Devo tribute, which was concocted for the 2003 devotional called Devo Has Feelings Too by House of Sectional. So let's give out your contacts real quick. And
okay. MySpace.com, Rural War Room, just like it sounds.
Mm.
And ruralwarroom.blogspot.com.
All right.
Place to find all the information you need to know.
And Susie?
And I'm Reverend Susie the Floozy, and I pop up here and there in print and on the air, but I'm not online. I like keeping it that way. I can put MP3s on 8-track tapes. I'm not afraid to take technology backwards. Somebody's got to do it.
That sounds like the right direction for this show to move in right now. So we're going to attempt to go back in time with a little bit of this.
If I could carve my show on wax cylinders, I'd do it.
I'm all for it. And if you ever find out a way to broadcast wax cylinders on the internet, you give us a call right back and we'll throw you right back on the air. Okay, Reverend? All right, Saint.
Beautiful.
Thanks for
so
calling
much,
in.
Dry-core.
No
Ta-ta.
Problem.
Sure thing.
See you later, royalty. That is subgenius royalty right there, talking about Devo-related events coming up in the immediate future. Let's check out part of this NNBBM Volume 4 special compilation put out for the 2003 devotional with the song Devo Has Feelings Too by House of Sectionals.